At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome into Long Shots, the world's number one golf betting show here on VSiN and VSiN.com. I'm Brady Cannon along with Wes Reynolds, Nick Henyon, and Nick Murphy. You're at the controls. Tony P and Isaiah Wrinkle support the show from down below as we get ready to take you through the next hour of golf betting conversation. And Wes, the PGA Tour is kind enough to give us a double dip here in Las Vegas. It began last week at TPC Summerlin for the Shriners Hospitals for Children's Open, and it was truly a birdie fest. It seemed like whoever was going low found themselves atop the leaderboard. And on Championship Sunday, it happened to be Martin Laird, who won for the first time on tour in over 7 years, getting it done in a playoff over Matthew Wolff and Austin Cook.
Yeah, Marty Party. How about that? 2009 was actually, I believe, his first win on the PGA Tour, which was right there at TPC Summerlin. And then you recall that playoff he was in the next year where Jonathan Bird made that hole in one to knock him and Cameron Percy out of the playoff. So look, horse for course. I didn't have him, unfortunately. Looked past him a little bit, even though I think I had him for the Safeway and then kind of dropped off of him. But he gets it done, beats Austin Cook, Matt Wolff for the title. And the par at 17.
Outstanding.
Really, when he absolutely hit it to the right and then had to reach, I forget how long that pitch was, but had to get it there.
Maybe
and
he 40 got, yards?
Yeah, and he got it within, what, about 17, 18 feet, and then hold out for par on 17. Bogey's the last hole, and that gets Wolff and Cook, who had posted 23 under, into the playoff. And then Laird birdies the second playoff hole at 17. The scoring was even lower than I thought it would be because I did think the wind was going to pick up on the weekend. When you've got to shoot 7 under to make a cut, you know, it's pretty easy. There were a lot of good players that were at 6 under and didn't make the cut the weekend. Morikawa, Scottie Scheffler, some bigger names. My nearest guy was James Hahn, who led the field tee to green, couldn't putt on the weekend, and that's why he wasn't more in the mix.
Yeah, Martin Laird made 2 putts on the 17th hole that were world-class. We talked about him going way wide to the right on 17. He chips under the trees, onto the green, makes an 18-footer to save par, then bogeys 18 to let Wolff and Cook in the door for the extra session. Then on the second playoff hole, which is also the 17th, the par three, he nails a 22-footer to win. I figure 17 has got to be Martin Laird's lucky number, or now it is anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, look, he was in on a sponsor exemption, too. Yeah. He wasn't even in just normally in terms of the normal criteria. So doesn't have to worry about sponsor exemptions for at least another 2 years. A 2-year PGA Tour exemption, Masters invite, PGA invite, Players Championship, Kapalua at the start of 2021. So when you went out here, it has its privileges, and Martin Laird is now refining that out.
Well, you talk about it being a birdie fest and the cut line being at -7. You shoot 68 and 68 back-to-back on Thursday, Friday, and you're going home. That's pretty darn tough. And I believe I read that this was the lowest cut line since 1940 on the PGA Tour, and I believe that's when they started keeping track of that sort of thing.
Yeah, so absolute easy scoring out there and not a lot of separation amongst guys. And if you were able to, you had to go low early because if you were behind, it's like if you were shooting 3 or 4 under, which is usually a solid round, not on the lead, you felt so far behind. Like Joaquin Niemann was another guy I had that ended up being, I think he made a bogey to miss out on the top 10, but started out 3 under. It's like, man, he is so behind these guys right now. So a good field, though, a good tournament across the pond, too. Tyrrell Hatton, who's going to be here at the CJ Cup at Shadow Creek this week, wins the BMW PGA Championship. Third win in 13 worldwide starts for Hatton. I know we were both on him at Bay Hill for the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And look, really good player. He's now in the top 10 in the world. That's his career best.
Yeah, and another good showing across the pond for Ian Poulter, who is going to be at Shadow Creek. Real quick, you talk about needing to go so low at TPC Summerlin this past week. It was very surprising. This guy has become a modern-day Jim Furyk, who has won the Las Vegas Invitational twice, also had 3 additional top fives. Patrick Cantlay has won once and has 2 second-place finishes. He was in the lead going into Sunday and shot a very surprising 3 over par, still recorded a top 10
finish. And when we talked about Cantlay last week, we didn't like him, but we thought if he could get right, it would be here, and he at least got right for the first 3 rounds.
Yes, he did, and it scared me, him going into the final round there. I thought he was going to pull off the trick again, but again, surprisingly, he shoots a 2 over par, 73. This is Long Shots, the world's number one golf betting show here on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you, briefly recapping the Shriners Open before we move on to this week's preview of the CJ Cup at Shadow Creek. And as far as a weather report, Wes, temperatures are going to come down just a bit into the mid to high 80s. Very little wind to speak of at all. And we just head northeast a little bit from Summerlin to Shadow Creek. And with that, let's bring in our guest. It is the member guest segment here on Long Shots. He is the general manager at Shadow Creek, making his Long Shots debut. He played on the UNLV golf team from 1990 to 1993. He's worked at Shadow Creek for 30 years. He's here in studio with us. It's Monty Montgomery. How you doing, Monty?
Great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. This is a limited field event, and it became even a little more limited when Tony Finau and Dustin Johnson were withdrawn from the field today because of positive COVID tests. But it's still a remarkable field, and you've got 37 of the top 50 ranked players in the world in attendance. Steve Wynn and Tom Fazio built this golf course 31 years ago. But, Monty, we really have not been able to see this golf course too much. Not too many made-for-TV events about Shadow Creek. So tell us a little bit about the course. How can we expect it to play, and what kind of skill sets do you think it will favor this week?
Well, we've changed the golf course a little bit just for this tournament. Of course, it's normally resort style. Want that experience for all the guests, and they're looking for, you know, fun. This week we're going to try to change that a little bit and get a little challenge for these guys from what they're used to. We've raised the rough up from 2 inches to 4 inches, which is going to be a huge enhancement to the golf course. And the greens are super firm and fast. And so you're going to need that guy that can hit a precise shot from tee to green this week. I don't think there's an advantage for any of these players. They haven't played out there much. So the golf course, of course, if you look at history, back when it was built in 89, about $50 million to build the course, and used to be out about 20 miles away from the strip where there was nothing there. And when Tom Fazio built it, it was just a flat piece of desert. He came in, dug a big deep hole, took 2 million yards of dirt, took that existing dirt and framed the golf course. Then he brought in 20,000 trees from California and Arizona, and put 11 extra water features on the course, and Shadow Creek was formed.
You know, when I was doing research on the course, and I unfortunately have not gotten a chance to play it, but it's like a little bit of North Carolina, kind of with the pines and whatnot, put in a big piece of desert in North Las Vegas. And when you were talking about the greens being firm and fast, obviously we've got Augusta coming up, firm and fast bent grass greens. So maybe a little bit of at least a little bit of preparation going in.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, that was Tom's main goal is to, when you played the golf course, he didn't want you to know where you were at. He wanted you to feel like you were in North Carolina. Same thing when you're outside the property looking in, you have no idea it's a golf course. So that's what makes it so unique. As far as the greens, from what I'm hearing from these guys this week, it's pretty scary. They're saying, and, you know, I don't want to brag on the course or anything, but it hasn't, you know, we haven't had a PGA Tour event. A lot of these guys are saying it's the best they've ever seen.
Wow, that's outstanding. Well, it was just a few weeks ago on tour that we did see another Tom Fazio design in the Dominican Republic. And then, of course, typically in a regular season, Quail Hollow, where he had his hands on that track quite a bit. Do you see any other courses on the PGA Tour rotation that might be similar where we can draw some connection to Shadow Creek? Maybe Augusta.
Well, unfortunately, I was a player for a long time, but I never got to see those golf courses, so I wouldn't know. But all Tom Fazio golf courses are fairly similar in some aspect. You know, he's very fair off the tee, put some bunkers out there, and then the greens are you know, medium size and tree. You just don't want to ever short side yourself on some of his golf courses. But very fair, but challenging.
Yeah, and just going forward, looking at the field this week, we did have some carryover. Some of the guys played last week, so they're going to play back-to-back, including Matt Wolf, who was in the playoff last week, Colin Morikawa, bunch of other guys, and then a lot of European imports coming in from Wentworth last week. Do you see any advantages maybe for the guys that have played a week, or is this just going to be totally different than what they've seen?
No, it's a huge advantage. I mean, guys are used to the elevation. Rest.
Yeah.
You know, they can come in, and guys have played last week. They're already kind of settled in, knowing where they're going to be. And also, I see a lot of depth perception. Now, I still travel a little bit and play, and it's just brighter in Las Vegas. So, When you come out to Shadow Creek, things look a little shorter sometimes, and or a little longer to some guys. So all that comes into play, and obviously, you know, the greens in the West are firmer. So you're getting a lot of guys that are used to Bermuda, coming out of Bermuda, and now they're coming back to really awesome firm bent grass. And they're going to have to land the ball 15, 20 feet short on these greens if they're coming in with more than a 9-iron, I would say. So a lot of guys aren't used to that.
And the guys that did hold over, it's about half the field that played last week in Summerlin. They were putting bent grass greens there, too, at Summerlin. Now, they were a little softer and probably a little slower on the stimp meter, but I can't imagine that hurts either. Monty, the odds to win the CJ Cup, they almost mirror the world rankings, except for, of course, Dustin Johnson is now out, but you go right on down the board. John Rahm, 10-1, Justin Thomas, 12-1, Rory McIlroy, 14, Xander Schauffele 14-1, and it just goes on and on down the road. But with very little to go off of, in your estimation, do you think this tournament will be dominated by the favorites, or would you think it's maybe a little bit more wide open and you'd go further down the board and maybe take a stab with a long shot?
Yeah, it's hard to go against the favorites. They're just so good. But, I mean, all these guys are so good. And I've already told everybody I think it's going to be kind of that middle range guy. I there's no advantage for anybody this week. They haven't played the golf course. There's only a handful of guys that have probably played Shadow Creek more than three times. And it's so different anyway this week than it normally is. But in my opinion, I'm looking at, of course, Matt Wolf played last week. He's putting the ball beautifully after what we saw on Sunday. I don't think he missed a putt inside 8 feet. Maybe made nine putts longer than that. So I think he's got a huge advantage with what we just talked about, being here and knowing how far the ball flies, all that good stuff. And so It's hard. I've been watching Rory hit balls on the range, and he's going to be tough. If he putts, he's going to be tough. He hits that ball so high, and that's what you're going to need this week. You're going to need that.
He really does. We always talk about Rory. He plays a beautiful game. I mean, in terms of just watching, aesthetically pleasing, he's probably the most, like, he's like the artist in terms of how he plays this game. But we've seen a lot of scientists win on the PGA Tour lately with Bryson DeChambeau, who's not in the field this week. But that's kind of been the big debate in the golf world on the PGA Tour in terms of bomb and gouge. You know, just hit it as far as you can, wherever it lands. It's going to be short enough to the green that I can just get it out of that rough and either make a birdie or two putt. But it sounds like what you're saying, though, Monty, is that it's not going to necessarily favor. Distance is never a disadvantage, but it's not going to be like totally required. Ball strikers can win here.
That may be why Bryson dropped out this week. But this golf course isn't going to be about bombers. It's too. You get out there about 300 yards off the tee and it narrows up big time. I mean, you're taking a big chance. You might see a couple guys come Saturday, Sunday, if they need to make a move, take drivers. But you're going to see most, even the big players, the big hitters this week, they're going to hit a lot of three woods off the tee and try to position themselves. And from there, everything's about the approach shot at Shadow. It really is. You gotta have the distance control into the green. You gotta put it in a precise area where the pin's at, and you can't shortside yourself this week. If you shortside yourself with the way the greens are running and how fast they are, it's going to be tricky.
Monty Montgomery is our guest. He's the general manager at Shadow Creek, of course, the site of this week's CJ Cup. He's been there for 30 years as an employee. And Monty, you're talking about some of the guys that maybe have a good shot this week. How about maybe some of the guys that you might bet against this week? Are there some guys maybe they just aren't in current form, or you've seen them over the years struggle in a non-competitive round at this course?
You know, I couldn't really say that right now. I haven't watched their games. I mean, I'm watching them on the range, and I'm watching a few guys go out there and play. But it's maybe the guys that have just traveled in. Big jet lag from where they're coming from, even Hatton this week. You know, let's see if he can settle down. That's a big move. And playing a golf course, it's, you know, he's coming from Europe to a place where the ball is going to fly a long ways. We'll see if he can control his distance control. It's just going to be changed for some guys, but really I don't want to, you know, downplay some guys. I don't want to go to the golf course tomorrow and get a 9-iron over the head. So, you know, I don't want to wish bad luck on anybody. I don't want to put that in their head. So I don't really know who would, you know, who's going to struggle this week.
Yeah. And to your point, Monty, this is usually the CJ Cup, of course, is usually held at Jeju Island in South Korea at Nine Bridges Golf Club. So you get a fair amount of Korean players and Asian tour players. A lot of these names aren't as well known, so they're kind of to the bottom of the odds board. But look, Monty, you know this course as well as anyone. Any kind of nuggets or nooks and crannies about Shadow Creek that maybe might help us point to a winner this week?
Well, of course, it's always about the putter, always. And these guys do not know these greens. And you guys, even the guys that come out and do the green books and the books that show you every little break on the green, they're not going to get these right. I was going through it the other day, and they're wrong in some of the spots. And I'm like, well, these guys are going to look at that, and they're going to miss a hole by a foot. But, you know, it's just going to be the guy that wins is going to have to hit his irons. He's going to have to hit his pro shots and his iron game, which really goes for Justin Thomas. Mm-hmm. Goes for Colin.
Yeah.
They're best iron players.
Yep.
And you put Rory in there with that height. I mean, you look at that, but the flat hitters like John Rahm and those guys, I don't know. I mean, it depends. You're still talking about Shadow Creek is not a long golf course this time of year, especially with no wind.
Right.
And it's just the perfect time of year. They're going to get optimal flight on their on and distance on their shots. So it's all going to be about distance control and who makes the putts. I mean, it's generous off the tee. So
what would your guesstimation be for a winning score?
Well, I had it be about 2 weeks ago. We were talking about this, and I actually made some bets with a bunch of guys, and I said 23.
Oh, wow.
I said 23 just because I know the golf course, but I was going off kind of the way we used to keep it. It's going to be a little softer. You know, we're with the PGA, and they were going, well, you know, we might be able to get it to here. Coming out of overseeing, you don't know ever know how the grass is going to grow. It's been so hot. Who knows if it, you know, you were going to get your Bermuda back or if the rye was going to take over. So, but really over the last week and a half, the rough has gotten so deep and the greens have gotten so firm. I think it's going to be, guys, listen, these guys are so good that if there's no wind and the weather is perfect, they're still going to attack. The golf course isn't long enough to really hurt them. And I'm still going to say 18.
All right. Well, wanted to ask you about another player. You mentioned there's a lot of guys in the field that haven't played this golf course more than a handful of times. One guy that I like this week, he did stay over from Summerlin, and he's an excellent putter, and he has great history at Tom Fazio Designs, most notably Quail Hollow, and that's Ricky Fowler. Now, he used to live here. Did he play the golf course at all?
Ricky's played a couple times, and I've actually been watching him, and I got a friend of mine that's out there kind of hanging out with him. He brought him on as his swing coach, but he's been watching him and kind of helping him, and he caddies out of Shadow Creek and actually caddies out on tour for a while. And he's rolling the ball very well right now, and he's swinging pretty good. Any time you have a guy that rolls the ball like Ricky, he's going to have a chance, especially on a shorter golf course.
Yeah, he really, on Friday, had two bad holes because he started off very well on Thursday. And like Monty said, he was absolutely rolling the ball. And that's the best club in his bag always is the putter. But he had a couple bad holes where he had a triple and then I think a double on Friday. And it just took him out of it because, like, his approach stats were really bad. But his putting stats and his off-the-tee stats were really good.
Yeah. One more question for you, Monty, before we let you go. Anybody that you have a bet on in your pocket for Augusta? Anybody that you have your eye on as a possible candidate to win this year at the Masters?
Bryson DeChambeau already has a trophy in his trophy case.
That's what I heard, man.
Yeah, there ain't nobody beating him there.
Really? You think so?
Oh, it's somebody would have to break his leg.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's now down to 9-1. Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, he should be even money.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Because he hits it so far, guys. He's going to hit it over these trees. He's going to hit par fours. If he hits it somewhat straight, and obviously he's – nobody talks about it, but he's one of the best putters on tour, if not the best.
Good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
So, I don't know. I mean, you can't say that. These guys are all good, but he's sick right now.
He's
really
got an advantage.
Yeah. I mean, the guy was 5-under through 5, and it's still almost won the tournament this week through the third round. So, yeah, he's tough.
Well, that is Monty Montgomery. He is the general manager at Shadow Creek, the host course for the CJ Cup this week. Thank you very much for joining us, and have a great tournament.
Thanks, guys. And again, thanks for having me on.
Monty,
absolutely, sir. We'll come back and check out what's up with Tiger Woods, and Wes will give an update on the European Tour event this week when we return on Long Shots right here on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more,
Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Vegas was built on the deal. The two-for-one buffet, the prime rib dinner, a comp breakfast, a half-price comedy show. Renowned Las Vegas ambassador and travel insider Anthony Curtis's Las Vegas Advisor is the industry leader in providing expansive choices, special offers, and exclusive insights on how to beat Las Vegas by never missing out on a deal while you're here. Go to LasVegasAdvisor.com and join the club today to receive the newsletter and the incredibly valuable coupon booklet. Drink specials, free slot play, shows, dinners, blackjack, roller coaster rides, a massage at the spa, you name it, Las Vegas Advisor has a coupon for it that'll give you an edge. Get a jump on Las Vegas with the insight, the updates, and the endless opportunities to save money by adding Las Vegas Advisor to your arsenal. That's LasVegasAdvisor.com. It's the what you know and the who you know to help you save money. LasVegasAdvisor.com. Join and start saving now at LasVegasAdvisor.com. Welcome back into Long Shots. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you. It is our Tiger Tracker segment, and Tiger will defend his title at the Zozo Championship next week. We have not seen him on tour since the U.S. Open, where he did struggle about a month ago, but he is going to play next week. And this is another tournament that has been adjusted as far as the location due to COVID concerns. They will play at Sherwood Country Club in Thousand Oaks, California. And this is, of course, Tiger's very familiar with, Wes. And it'll also probably be the last time we see him before the Masters.
Yeah, absolutely. And he is familiar with this because obviously being from Southern California, it's in Thousand Oaks. So played it numerous times. It used to host the old Williams World Challenge that he used to host. And he was now they have that event in the Bahamas. But should be another very good field. I know there's still that'll be released on Friday, by the way.
It's a limited field too, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Because that event is usually held in Japan.
Right.
So you probably will have a decent contingent from Asia that will play in this event. And there are a lot of guys I know that play. Xander Schauffele played over there last year. You could see him playing again. Maybe the guys that didn't play at Summerlin that are playing here this week are going to follow up, because then, of course, they can either take off until the Masters, or maybe they play Houston or Bermuda right before. But should be a really good field next week.
The European Tour takes a little bit of a hit as far as field quality because all of the stars that are at Shadow Creek. But, Wes, did you play anybody for the Scottish Championship?
I did. Had a couple guys, at least top 10 last week. Poulter was fifth. Fitzpatrick was seventh. No winner. Tyrrell Hatton takes home the hardware. Third in 13 starts dating back to the Turkish Airlines Open last year. So I had him in two of those wins, but not the one last week, unfortunately. But now they're at a one-time event, Scottish Championship, the Torrance course, named after Sam Torrance, the designer, longtime Ryder Cupper, ranks 10th on the all-time list for the European Tour wins with 21. And it's part of the St. Andrews Bay five-star hotel. So it's right down the street from the old course.
Okay.
But it's kind of a manufactured links. It's not like what the purists would call a true links, but it pretty much is a links course, and that's how it's going to play. So that's why I was looking for some links players this week. I don't have – he's a shorter price than I would like, but Eddie Pepperell, uh-huh, out of England at 16-1, ninth at the Scottish 2 weeks ago, sixth at Wentworth last week, led in strokes gained approach at the BMW last week, and was second strokes gained putting at the Scottish 2 weeks ago. Similar bent and fescue type greens, so thought he could go well. Couple guys that have won amateur trophies in this area. Matthew Jordan, 25-1. He's only 24 years old on the European Tour. Won the St. Andrew Links Trophy and the Lytham Trophy, so he really likes the Links courses, as well as guy you mentioned a couple weeks ago, Matthew Southgate.
Yeah.
Now, a much lower price than you're used to getting on Southgate in that 35-40-1 range, but ninth a couple weeks ago at the Scottish at Renaissance, which is a similar-esque course to Fairmont St. Andrews. Led the field in ball striking, second in greens and regulation, second total driving, third strokes gained tee to green, so he could go well here. And then a couple others that I added. Connor Syme, Scotsman, looking for that first PGA Tour win. He's had a few top 10s and a couple top 5s this summer. Perfect place to get it would be right down the course from, aside from getting it at St. Andrews, getting it near St. Andrews would be good. Sine's a really good ball striker, fourth in GIR, fifth in driving accuracy, eighth in strokes gained off the tee. And then Renato Paratore, young 23-year-old Italian, a lot of young players on my list this week, won this summer at the British Masters, tied for seventh last week at the BMW. Not as much quality at the top, so you could see one of these under-the-radar names win this week.
One more mention I want to do here before we go to break, and that is a tip of the cap to Monty Montgomery coming all the way over here to join us in studio from Shadow Creek. And one of our best partners here at VEASAN is BetMGM, and of course Shadow Creek is an MGM property. So really nice of him to honor that partnership that we have with BetMGM and show up here and give us a few minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll have some news on the other side about BetMGM this week in terms of
that's right.
maybe some odds appearing on the
Yeah,
telecast.
Making golf a little more exciting. We return with major implications right here on Long Shots. A course that rates the highest in each factor is Ballyhie Golf Club, a tropical golf course paradise located on the Las Vegas Strip and in the shadows of some of the most famous hotels in the world. At Ballyhie, designed by award-winning architects Brian Schmidt and Lee Curley, you will find hundreds of mature palm trees, lagoon-like water features, beautiful bunkering, and a stunning clubhouse home to Sealy Restaurant and an indoor-outdoor patio experience and event space. The course offers Bluetooth technology, caddies upon request, Jello shots, model-like beverage cart staff, VIP service from curb to course and back again, high quality food and beverage, and a par three challenge where you can double your money with one swing. The stunning Ballyhie Golf Club, located in the heart of the Las Vegas Strip, is a golf jackpot, and there are many reasons why. Play today. To learn more about the Ballyhie experience or reserve your tee time, call 888-427-6678 or visit BallyhieGolfClub.com. That's B-A-L-I-H-A-I GolfClub.com. It is the major implications segment here on Long Shots, and it is just exactly 30 days away before the next major flips on the calendar, and that, of course, is the Masters, the November edition. And one thing we have not talked about here on this program, Wes, is the very likely change in weather. The average temperatures in November versus April are about 10 degrees lower, high 70s in April, high 60s in November. And I wonder if that means anything. One thing it is going to mean for sure, when you cool the air down, the ball doesn't travel as far. So the course is going to certainly play longer. But, you know, we don't see that many tournaments on the PGA Tour that play in the 60s. And who knows if you have a weird weather spell, maybe it's even cooler. But this is mostly a warm weather sport. So do you possibly look at some guys that are used to playing in conditions like that, which would mean possibly European Tour players?
Yeah, and look, we've seen some European Tour players fare fairly well here. Danny Willett, of course, a winner over here. A couple guys that are not annual contenders, but have been somewhat regular contenders, like a Lee Westwood.
Now Fitzpatrick.
Way down the board, Fitzpatrick. Molinari, recall, was in the final pairing, even though he now lives stateside, made his return last week to the TPC Summerlin for the Shriners. But a fair amount of Europeans do play well here. And then some of the Aussies that play well here, the Adam Scotts, Louis Oosthuizen from South Africa. So a lot of these international players do tend to play very well here. So I think you certainly have to be inclusive of them. I mean, where it's going to be, it's not going to be like British Open conditions, but it's going to be like when we're watching in July over there at Royal Lytham or something, and these guys are wearing sweaters.
Well, you remember when it was freezing cold, I want to say it was 2007, when Zach Johnson won, I think at one under par, and it was really cold.
It was like the highest score in many, many years at the Masters. So, yeah, it is going to be interesting to see how this plays. Now, one of the reasons I was so curious about asking Monty Montgomery about the greens, because when he was talking about their firm and fast, and it kind of reminded me, okay, firm and fast bent grass, Augusta National.
Right.
So that's why I thought maybe some guys that have had success there could be decent plays here this week. But it's gonna be fun to see it in November. I don't want it to obviously be a regular occurrence because I'm used to my schedule. Okay, we get through the Final Four and the National Championship, and then it's Masters Week.
That's right.
Right then, and I hopefully it goes back to normal. But
our greatest 2 weeks of Jim Nance's life.
Yes, absolutely. And then he can take a couple months off before he has to go back to work. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see kind of how it plays out. One thing for sure. At Augusta National, you know, that club controls that broadcast basically. So we're probably not going to see live betting odds in a scroll
right?
or a crawler at Augusta National like we are going to see for the first time on the PGA Tour this week with Shadow Creek, of course, now being owned by MGM Resorts International. Used to be owned by Steve Wynn till he sold it to him in 2000. So now we're going to see BetMGM prices during the round, which I think is really, really cool. I'm really looking forward to watching some of that because you're not used to seeing that.
No, it is definitely groundbreaking in the sports world, not just golf, but our partners BetMGM will have that scrolling across the screen, what the updated odds are during the CJ Cup at Shadow Creek. Should be a lot of fun. Back to the Masters, Tiger Woods at Circa has drifted up to 28-1 to win the Masters, and Bryson DeChambeau, I mentioned this with Monty, down to 9-1. He seems to like Bryson's chances, and it's hard to argue. I mentioned the weather. The course is going to play longer. Possibly that, again, favors Bryson DeChambeau. But I think you and I both agree. You know, Bryson can bang it out there as far as anybody, for sure, as far as anybody ever has. But I think it's, you know, from 100 yards in, and Monty mentions he's a great putter, which he truly is. But, you know, it's that in between. And he's even a good scrambler. But the creativity and the touch and the approach game, I think that's where he can be beaten.
And that's one of the dichotomies with Bryson, because he's always been the scientist. He was a physics major at SMU. So everything was put kind of into math for him. But one of the things that you saw with him when he first got out on tour, he was obviously a thinker that processes everything, but he also was a guy that was very creative. And creativity does win at Augusta, and that's why Bubba Watson has always been so good here, is because he has the ability to shape shots. He'll take different angles that are unconventional angles and give himself better shots at the pin position. So I think that that's going to be interesting to see how he's going to do that, because I want to see if Bryson can kind of bring some of that creativity back instead of just the pure unadulterated brute force that he's obviously been faring very well here. And he said after the U.S. Open, I want to bulk up and add 20 more pounds. Maybe that's why he's taking these next few weeks off, because the Masters will be his next appearance.
Well, you know, the PGA Championship and the U.S. Open, I think it is easier is not the greatest word, but more receptive to overpowering the course, where I think Augusta, that major, is a little bit more about touch and creativity and feel. And we'll see if he can employ that in a few weeks, in exactly 30 days, in fact. Matt Eumanns, our colleague, did add a couple of plays for the Masters, some future bets to win it. And I know one of those was Adam Scott. He got a pretty good number at 52, a former champion at Augusta, of course, a UNLV running rebel, also a guy that has won at Riviera before, and there's a correlation between those two courses. Now, the other gentleman he added was Tony Finau, and this is, of course, before today's announcement that Tony Finau will miss his second straight week on tour. Finau at 46-1 to win the Masters, but I wonder if, you know, that makes humans feel a little uncomfortable that Finau has now missed a second straight week.
Well,
with COVID.
May drift up to 50, and of course, those are two guys on my card already, Tony Finau and Adam Scott. Adam Scott, one of those guys that has won a green jacket here before and has always never really regarded as a favorite, but always kind of sneaks his way up there.
Do you think Eumanns is nervous about Finau at all with the corona news?
Oh, I don't think
Are you
think
nervous?
Drift. No, not really. I mean, if it drifts up a few prices, that's okay. I mean, all of a sudden, if you see him 80-1, then you're worried.
We hope he's healthy in time to compete at Augusta. We'll be right back here on Long Shots.
The
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Indeed.com studio, it is Long Shots. Find the high impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact for more information. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you inside the Indeed.com studio here on Long Shots. And we were finishing up our major implications segment talking about our plays for the Masters. Matt Eumanns has added a couple plays, Tony Finau and Adam Scott. Wes and I have not added any new ones. Wes has Matthew Wolff, Tony Finau, John Rahm, and Adam Scott. I have Adam Scott and Bubba Watson. I have John Rahm and Dustin Johnson. I have Scottie Scheffler, and my latest addition last week was Hideki Matsuyama at 40-1. Now, let's get into this week's selections for the CJ Cup at Shadow Creek, and we will start with Matt Eumanns' plays. I don't believe he had any head-to-head matchups again. Matt's in football mode. He's not doing the head-to-head matchups, but he does have some futures. He's back on his man Xander Schauffele, and he matches up there with you with Matthew Wolff and Colin Morikawa. Monty said it's going to take a great iron player this week, and certainly Morikawa is one of those. I took a hard look at Daniel Berger as well. His stats are as good as anybody in the world over the course of this shortened summer season that we have in front of us, and I think Brooks Koepka is a very interesting pick as well, because, you know, 32-1, how often do you see Brooks Koepka at a number like that?
Yeah, very rarely. I mean, we'll see how he does first start off the deck in 2 months, because of course the Wyndham was his last event, and you knew he kind of wasn't right at that event. So of course he missed the FedEx Cup events and then missed the U.S. Open. So, you know, could be a boom or bust play. The Daniel Berger, I know he had a couple finishes when I was looking at those course correlations. A couple decent spots at Conway Farms.
I think he finished second there one time.
Yeah, Conway Farms at the BMW Championship. So that made sense. And then
let's back up a little bit. Let's let the listeners know Conway Farms is a course that they've played at least three times, I believe,
yeah,
the BMW Championship, and that's a Fazio design. So we're drawing a correlation there with Shadow Creek.
2013, 2015, 2017.
Right.
It's in kind of outside of the Chicago area.
Yep.
So, you know, not quite like the Carolina Pines that we're going to see here this week. So, but I thought Conway Farms was a good design correlation, along with Quail Hollow, Eagle Point. They only played that 1 year, though, at the Wells Fargo in 2017, because the PGA hosted at Quail Hollow that year. So,
and those are in Carolina.
Yeah, and I thought those were probably the best. There's some other designs that Fazio had some input in, maybe not quite direct correlations, but Riviera, Marion, Oakmont, where they've had some U.S. Opens. So those were stuff that I thought that you could use, but I thought the Carolina courses in Conway were the best. So
yeah, we've seen the most representation out of those, and the players have had the most reps on those courses, and I think they probably have the most Tom Fazio influence as well. So those were the two I used. Let's get to your plays, Wes, and we can start with the futures if you want to go.
Yeah,
back.
Very similar to what Matt Youmans has at the top. I had originally, in full disclosure, I had Dustin Johnson at 25-2 plus 1250. And then, of course, he withdrew earlier today with COVID-19. So I thought he made a lot of sense because he's had a lot of success on these Fazio designs at Quail Hollow.
Has a course record at Shadow.
Yeah, 66. And that's the renovated Shadow that Monty talked about that has been much tougher. You know, not kind of when it opened at first, when Tiger Woods and Fred Couples both shot 60.
Correct.
So Xander Schauffele was my first guy to replace Johnson. X kind of marks the spot in no-cut events and smaller fields. Three of his four PGA Tour wins in smaller field events that have no cuts. Tour Championship, HSBC Champions over in Sheshan, China, Century Tournament of Champions. And look, he was really good at the Tour Championship, where he won by three shots over the field, but he didn't get the FedEx Cup because they changed the point system. We've already explained that. Top five at yet another major at the U.S. Open. He's actually talking about becoming a Las Vegas resident. His girlfriend's parents live here.
Ah.
So he's thought about moving here, and then
he's
obviously
probably played the course before.
And
that's
then obviously
the case.
From Southern California. Yeah. You know, tax benefits to living in Nevada, certainly that plays when you're talking the millions of dollars that these guys make in prize money and endorsements. So
there's no doubt he's been in great form. He's been in great form ever since the restart when he almost won at Colonial.
Yes. And then Matt Wolf, right after that, not the greatest price, 21-1. But usually I would fade a guy off a near miss in a playoff. But not really here, because despite having the runner-up finishes in his last two starts, I think he's in a good place mentally. He's only 21 years old, but he seems like he's a veteran, and he does have a little bit experience on Fazio designs, not on the PGA Tour, but you recall Wolf and Victor Hovland and Chris Ventura were on that NCAA championship winning team in Oklahoma State a couple years ago. Well, who designed the Karsten course in Stillwater? That would be Tom Fazio. So good. I thought made a little sense. Wolf, obviously high on the stat sheets and ball striking, off the tee, everywhere else, but 15 for strokes gained putting last week at Summerlin. And we know that's kind of the weak spot of his game for such a young player as his putting, but tee to green, top notch. He looks like he could be ready for a win. One guy that could be a boom or bust, he was a bust last week, missed the cut by one, even though he shot six under par. Ball striking game was really good last week, but he lost 3.5 strokes over two rounds on Thursday and Friday, and that's Colin Morikawa. The greens worry me a little bit because these could be fast greens, and they could cause a guy nightmare that has struggled a little bit with the putter. But in terms of the approach play, like Monty said, if you can get it really close to the hole, you know, that's
then
going to help
you a lot.
Then
putting becomes
easy. Yes. Yeah, then putting's a lot easier when you're putting from 10 feet instead of 25 feet and then rolling at 5-6 feet past on fast bent grass greens. I'll close out my final two. This was a guy that not in good form of late. Now, he was in good form in the summer when he had four straight finishes, a seventh or better, including a fourth at the PGA. Jason Day, I kind of was looking because we don't have any course form because there's never been an event at Shadow Creek. So I have to look at these course corollary designs with Tom Fazio. And who's the best on those? Jason Day.
Jumps off the page.
Yeah, went at Conway Farms, and actually the three events we talked about for the BMW at Conway Farms, never finished lower than fourth.
Yeah.
So two top fours and another first place there. Also a victory at Quail Hollow. Finished pretty high at Marion and Oakmont, the two U.S. Open designs that have Tom Fazio influence. He's just got to get his iron play working. I think he'll like the greens here because, look, he's always played well
at
Augusta National.
He's a great putter.
He's always played well at Augusta National, so I thought he made sense. My longest shot, I didn't really go into the triple-digit guys this week because usually it's a class player that wins one of these short field events. Joaquin Niemann, who I talked about earlier, tied for 13th last week, bogeyed the last on Sunday. Would have been tied for 8th that he made that. But was third for driving distance, fourth in ball striking, sixth in total driving last week at the Shriners. He's better on bent grass greens. Keep in mind, this is a young player, too. He's only 22 years old out of Chile. The bent grass greens at the Greenbrier at Old White TPC, that's where he got his first PGA Tour win. It's played in the Appalachian, so it is played at altitude in the mountains. So I thought there was a little bit of a connection.
Well, and he's a hell of an iron player, and that's what Monty, was leaning on this week.
Yeah, and he's been playing, I think, pretty solid over the last couple months.
He has. I was on him for a top 20 finish last week, so that worked out well. My plays, I went with five guys, and as far as the short shot, I went with Rory McIlroy, and I like that Monty was backing him as far as the high ball flight. Talk about Quail Hollow, Wes. This is the Rory McIlroy Invitational. He's got two wins at the Wells Fargo. That's, again, a Fazio design at Quail Hollow. Five top tens and two victories in nine tries. He also has a fourth at Conway Farms in 2015. So Rory was the short shot I took. Scotty Scheffler, I said I'm just going to continue to bet this guy until he wins.
Can't quit him, man.
I can't quit him.
And I probably didn't. I'll probably pay for it, and you'll be cashing a ticket because now I do like him going forward. I think his win is going to come very soon.
He's 10th in strokes gained off the tee, 33rd in approach, so he's got the iron play. He also scrambles very well. Took a long shot with Brian Harman, who has not missed a cut since July, and he's been on a really good run. He was 12th at the BMW, 13th at the Shriners. He was 38th at the U.S. Open. The guy can really putt. He's not bad off the tee. His short game is excellent, and like Monty said, you're going to really have to roll it this week. Bubba Watson, there's my Augusta connection there, and a little bit of Fazio and Riviera. This guy has mastered both of those courses. I just kind of had a feeling about Bubba this week. We've heard Tiger talk about this course reminds him of Augusta a little bit. I know Bubba has had tremendous success there. He also had a 10th at Conway Farms, another Fazio design, so took a shot with him. And then Ricky Fowler, who I brought up when we were speaking with Monty. You know, Fowler lived here for a while, so I figured he's played shadow. Both Harman and Fowler and Scotty Scheffler were at TPC Summerlin last week, so they didn't have to go back and forth and do all that travel. So all those guys made sense to me. Really tough field to handicap. Thank goodness there's not 150 players here.
Yeah, exactly. Let me give one little support for your Brian Harman play. Who was the winner in 2017 at Eagle Point at Wells Fargo?
Yeah. I knew I missed something.
Dustin Johnson finished second that year, and I think Rahm was fourth, but the winner was Brian Harman. And look, not a very long hitter, but one of those lefties that he's kind of like a poor man's Bubba. Like Bubba hits it longer, but they take similar angles because they're both left-handed players. So I think that's a good long shot. That would not surprise me to see him like in the top five or at least on the first page going into Sunday.
He's got the Fazio history, and he's really coming in good form, and he's a great putter. So we'll see if any of our guys make sense this week when it comes Sunday afternoon at the CJ Cup at Shadow Creek. Next week, it is the Zozo Championship, and Rex Hoggard of the Golf Channel will join us to help us break it down as Tiger Woods returns to action just 3 weeks before he defends his title at the Masters at Augusta National. Hit some long shots, cash some long shots, and enjoy the CJ Cup at Shadow Creek, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Long Shots.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.